Shabbos, Perkei Mishnah Aleph, B'meh Behema Yotze U'V'meh Ine Yotze. With what an animal is allowed to go out with on Shabbos, and what can it not go out with on Shabbos? The Torah says, L'man Yanuach Shorcha V'Chamorcha, that your animal has to rest on Shabbos. This is a mitzvah asei, that we have to make sure our animals do not carry Dalet Amos and Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. With a klal is that there are a few exceptions where an animal is allowed to carry outside on Shabbos. One is if it's protecting the animal, that it's not going to run away. So that's for the tzarech of the animal. And also if it's a tachshit for the animal, almost like clothing or adorning, like jewelry, things like that, as long as it's not overkill and they would normally wear it during the week and normally wear it, then that's not an issue of an animal carrying. The reason that it's not a problem is because an animal has to feel free and it has to have its rest. So therefore, things for the tzarech of the animal are okay. This shouldn't be confused with the pasuk Tosha says of lo sasa malacha ata uvehemtecha, because that, Tosha says, is referring to mechamer, where you're actually leading the animal and causing it to carry that way. Mashenkin, just having the animal go out by itself, that's an iser asei. Reb Kivager asks, and he's mesupik whether or not a woman is chayiv on shvisas behema on Shabbos. It's a mitzvah asei. On Shabbos, women are potter from mitzvah asei shezman groma. We know that they're chayiv in kiddush because of a hekish of zachor to shamar. But it could be that it's only kiddush. But other mitzvah asei shezman groma on Shabbos, they wouldn't be chayiv. And it's based off, if you hold like the Ran holds in Shabbos that all mitzvahs of Shabbos, women are chayiv. And they're equal to anoshim. So according to the Ran, they would be chayiv in shvisas behema as well. So Mishnah asks, which one can they go out with? Yotze ha-gamel ba'afser. So camel's allowed to go out with a bit. I have some pictures below. The naka bechatam, and a white female camel with a nose ring. The luvdikis beprumbia. And a donkey from Libya is able to go out with a metal halter. This donkey was a very strong and powerful one, and it needed a lot of protection. And you really needed to guard it, so you had this thing in its mouth that had two rings on the side. There's a picture below. Vesus Bashir, and a horse with its leash or its chain. V'chol Balishir Yotzim Bashir, and all animals that would have leashes can go out with their leashes. V'nimshachim Bashir, and you're allowed to carry them and lead them with their leashes. Because all these things are for the tzarech of the animal, they shouldn't run away. Umazin aleihem, and if the leash has to be tar from tumas ameis, part of the process was to sprinkle from the ezov that was dipped into the mechatas. They would then sprinkle it on to what became tame. So one is allowed to sprinkle it on even while this leash is sitting on the animal. V'tovlin bimkoman, and you're allowed to be tovel this leash while it's on the animal. So you just bring the animal into the water, and you're not so concerned that the leash is going to be stuck hard onto the animal that the water won't go on all sides. Rather, it's not a problem. This chain, this leash, can go with the animal into the water, and you can be tovel it there. And even though normally kalim that are designated for animals don't become tame, since this is made that a human should use it to lead the animal, it's like a kli that's made for the tashmish of an adam. And therefore, it is mekabel tumah, and you can also be metaret while it's still on the animal.